Penguin Random House Audio presents Devil's Brood by Sharon K. Penman. Read for you by Anne Flossnick. Prologue. He would be remembered long after his death, one of those rare men recognized as great, even by those who hated him. He was a king at 21. Wed to a woman as legendary as Helen of Troy, ruler of an empire that stretched from the Scots border to the Mediterranean Sea, King of England, Lord of Ireland and Wales, Duke of Normandy and Aquitaine, Count of Anjou, Touraine and Maine, Liege Lord of Brittany. But in God's year 1171, Henry Fitz-Empress, second of that name to rule England since the Conquest, was more concerned with the judgment of the church than history's verdict. When the Archbishop of Canterbury was slain in his own cathedral by men who believed they were acting on the king's behalf, their bloodied swords might well have dealt Henry a mortal blow too. All of Christendom was enraged by Thomas Becket's murder, and few were willing to heed Henry's impassioned denials of blame. His continental lands were laid under interdict, and his multitude of enemies were emboldened, like wolves on the trail of wounded prey. The beleaguered king chose to make a strategic retreat, and in October he sailed for Ireland. There he soon established his lordship over the feuding Irish kings and secured oaths of fealty from the Irish bishops. The winter was so stormy that Ireland truly seemed to be at the western edge of the world, the turbulent Irish Sea insulating Henry from the continuing outcry of